Good morning, everyone. This morning, we're continuing on our Mambashum discourses. We're up to the seventh Mambashum. This is Gurudeva's commentary on the seventh Mambashum. We are led quite naturally into this Mambashum from the Simshum BC Mambashum, and our previous studies and meditation of the Shumif perspective of the mind. It is also indicated in this Mambashum that Kaif must be well established before Ian Sim Liam Kasi, the sadhana of this meditation, can be fully mastered. The state of being, the practice of the sadhana Ian Sim Liam Kasi, stands alone. It is a suggested prerequisite that Niif be stable as Shumif, Kaif, and Simshum BC. When awareness, Niif, becomes a portrait or monogram, then we assume that the portrait or monogram is the name of Niif at that time. The portrait or monogram renames Niif. When awareness leaves the portrait to another destination, it is called Niif. Therefore, throughout the Shum language, the image Niif has many names. Ian Sim Liam Kasi is in itself a practice to be mastered. It should be taught to you by me, or in the case of my absence, by a monastic assigned by me to help and assist in the study and practice of the first nine Mambashums. Simshum BC is the central core of the entire physical, emotional, and mental bodies. It is from here that purification of mind and emotion is attained. Being able to feel Simshum BC once the energies are transmuted and steady in Remche Nali, as I have previously described, they should be in the explanations of prior Mambashum. Ian Sim Liam Kasi is a state of bringing Niimph within enough through Nikashum to feel the flow of actinic energy through arms, legs, head, hands, and feet. It is a state of waking up into the consciousness of the actinic forces within the physical body, all 36 parts of it. This practice of Ian Sim Liam Kasi can precede Nikashum, which is to pull within Simshum BC the actinic energy as well as otic energy from the extremities of the physical body. Should you be seated in Niif Masi, the lotus posture, for a long period of time, certainly this experience of Ian Sim Liam Kasi will revive the vitality of the body, revitalizing the blood and muscular structure from the deep penetration of awareness into the actual function of actinic energy throughout the 36 parts of the body. Once you have mastered this Mambashum, a quick glance at the portrait Ian Sim Liam Kasi will be sufficient to move awareness into this state and completely revitalize the entire physical body. At the deepest level, Ian Sim Liam Kasi is a practice, a command of forces into the action of deliberately shifting the otic force back into its actinic origin. This is accomplished through intently feeling the life flow of actinic energy through the entire body, through being able to hold the concept of feeling the actinic flow and the different rates of it all at one time in the entirety of the 36 parts of the body. The Ian Sim Liam Kasi Mambashum indicates that the full practice involves six steps. Step 1. In Simliyamkasi. Release the flow of the first river of actinic energy, Kadi Isara, through all the bodies. This is done by flowing awareness into Kadi Isara at Kalinkasim, the fifth dimension, then moving into the sixth dimension, which is being aware in the third eye. Here the light of the mind is seen turning into actinic energy and being released through the entire astral and physical bodies, all 36 parts of the bodies simultaneously. Perform this exercise on a deep in-breath. Step 2. Simliyamkasi. Release the flow of the second river, Mavumna, and third river, Shumbisi, into and through all the bodies. This is an area of the mind where one is undistracted and confident. This is done by following these steps. A. Concentrate on the fifth chakra, Kalinkasim, and feel all three rivers work together as they rush through the astral and physical bodies at a great speed. B. On the in-breath, send energy from the fifth chakra to the third, Vivumbika. C. On the out-breath, send the energy back to the fifth. D. This cycle is repeated 3, 4, 5, or 6 times until you feel your body begin to vibrate or tingle with actinic energy. Step 3. Liyamkasi. Vibrate at a low rate into the pranic body, the actinodic energy generated in Simliyamkasi. This practice begins to build up the pranic body with energy from the third chakra, Vivumbika, and is done by following these steps. A. On the in-breath, send energy from the third chakra to the first chakra. B. Then on the out-breath, send energy up to the fourth chakra, Remche Nali. This cycle is repeated 3, 4, 5, or 6 times. While practicing the above steps, observe in Chen Muif the prana around the fingers until it is seen becoming stronger. E. The prana can also be observed by moving the hands close to and away from each other to feel and gauge the flow of energy. Step 4. Amkasi. Vibrate at a medium rate odic energy by slightly tensing the muscles of each of the 36 parts of the body. Do this by following these steps. Send energy from the third chakra, Vivumbika, to the left foot on the out-breath. On the in-breath, bring the same energy back to the third chakra. On the next out-breath, send energy to the right foot and then back to the third chakra, and so on until you have done this with each of the 36 parts of the body. When the energy gets into each part of the body, move that physical part just a little so that the energy can be felt. After completing the steps for all 36 parts of the body, vibrate the entire body at a medium rate by slightly tensing the muscles, sending the odic energy into the physical body. Step 5. Kasi. The act of vibrating and energizing the physical body, then relaxing and feeling the results as being blissful. This practice is physical in nature. Physically tense and vibrate each of the 36 parts of the body. Then send the energy up into the highest chakra above the head. Vibrate each part on the in-breath, then send the energy up on the out-breath. When the subconscious has been impressed, the entire body can be vibrated at once. Kasi, works with Ian Simliyamkasi, as the energy flows upward, tensing the muscles of each of the 36 parts of the body after Liyamkasi and Amkasi have been performed. And the last step, number 6, Ian Simliyamkasi, absorb odic energy into actinodic energy, then into actinic energy, then into Kamakadi Isara. This is done by following these steps. After practicing Kasi, lift up the energy from the physical to the astral body and into the soul body, then into the chakras, nadis, above the head. This is done on the out-breath. Then relax the entire physical body and feel the bliss. Repeat the process with each of the 36 parts of the body. After mastery of each of the body parts, the process works for the entire body, Lingxi, automatically. Oh, thank you very much. A wonderful day.